Hello and welcome to the Small Fish Podcast, something for you to listen to in the few minutes it takes to eat your breakfast, sit in traffic on your way to school, or to wash up after tea. Today is question 8. What are the rules? Every school has rules. In primary, you might have even helped to write them, but it's likely that in secondary, the teachers will tell you what they are. There may even be different rules for different teachers, but I would call those expectations. I wonder how you feel about rules. If you've ever fallen down on the wrong side of them, then a punishment doesn't feel too great. But if everyone follows them, they can create a good sense of harmony and a safer community. For example, everybody walking on the left. I can remember almost being flattened by a sixth former with their bag on their shoulder when I was in year 7. We certainly needed traffic rules for our corridors. Abby makes a really good point about the expectations of teachers.
Remember, different teachers have different personalities. Some are strict and some are chilled. Don't answer back to teachers in secondary as you'll get a detention straight away.
She said it, the dreaded detention. These can be tough, whether they are in playtime or after school. But if you want to avoid them by knowing the rules, then just find out. All class teachers will go through the rules when you start term, and they are bound to revisit them during assemblies. You might be able to have a look at the school's website with a grown-up who can search for something called policies, which is simply the flash name for written down rules on things like attendance, mobile phones, social media. Adam agrees.
Make the most of the school website to find out information such as important dates, school trips, sports fixtures, homework expectations, how to wear your uniform correctly, and behaviour policies. They will go over the rules again in the first few days, but it's good to find out whatever you can.
There will be very strict rules about keeping you safe, which is good to know. For example, around bullying. One teacher said this to me.
Schools are places which want children to feel safe and secure. In the rare instances when bullying does happen, it will be dealt with straight away. You will be told that if you ever feel concerned about the way you're being treated by staff or pupils, you must talk to a trusted adult. Make sure you speak out about bullying if you ever see it.
Did you hear those important words, trusted adult? Remember, it is every adult's job to look after you. Schools call that safeguarding, if you ever hear somebody say it, because they want you to thrive in the big pond. One of the best trusted adults will be the teacher who leads your class the day you arrive. You might have a class called a tutor group or form with a teacher who is your form tutor. And they are your first point of contact for any information about rules or to share any worries. Above all, their job is to guide you into the new waters of this big pond. And they are chosen because they are good at caring. So before we wrap up session 8 today, here is your takeaway task. Why not jump online and find out 3 rules about your new school? Have a think about why those rules may be important. Grab a grown-up and chat them through, or contact a friend who might be starting a different school and compare their new rules with yours. A really popular one is ask them what happens if they forget their homework. Finally, let's dig out some Bible wisdom, which today is about rules. Did you know that God made all of us rulers? In one sense, we need to look after this world, its climate, and of course, one another. Here's what it says. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image and likeness, and let them rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky." Being made in God's image means noticing his mark upon everyone and everything, like an artist's signature. And he wants us to rule things through care, with kindness, so that we can continue to appreciate the beauty of nature, which of course includes every small fish out there. So until next time, remember that when you are keeping these new rules, you too are a ruler in the big pond. And with that responsibility, God trusts every small fish. We'd love to hear what you think about the podcast, and you can join in the conversation on Facebook by searching The Small Fish Conversations and joining our group there. Thank you for listening, and please don't forget to share the podcast across your social media channels. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could give the show a rating or write us a review. This will help others to hear about the show and enable us to support more children who are facing the experience of life as small fish.